these from in the morning.
There was only one road back to L.A. U.S. Interstate 15. Just a flat-out high-speed burn through Baker and Barstow and Berdue. Then onto the Hollywood freeway straight into frantic oblivion. Safety. Obscurity. Just another freak in the freak kingdom. We'd gone in search of the American dream. It had been a lame farround. A waste of time. There was no point in looking back. No, not today, thank you kindly. My heart was filled with joy. I felt like a monster reincarnation of Horatio Alger. A man on the move, and just sick enough to be totally confident.
Hey, greetings, my friend. This is Stephen Iron Feather. We started off the show with a band from France called Dionysus. I'm probably pronouncing that incorrectly, but we'll continue onwards and we'll play one more song by them. I think it's very catchy and fun.
Jedi, tellement nerveux que lorsqu'il pleuvait, souvent je m'électrocutais. en pyrogravure.
Wow, we're certainly rocking it out here on the Nandalo Radio Show. 60 minutes of international music from around the world. And up next, we're going to play something by Flunk. It's a band from Oslo, Norway. And they're doing a cover of a very famous song by New Order.
So extraordinary. Feather books, it says. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, hi to shout and a shout out from the listeners in Nederland, in Colorado, in the USA. Hi, guys and ladies, if you're listening, get in touch again if you like, and I'll play you a nice song. But thanks for listening all the way over there in Colorado. It's a pleasure having you on board.
Hello, I'm Yuka Koa Popeye. This is Nandaro Show. 77.8 FM in Iniwa Radio Show. 次の曲は私の大好きなニューヨーク出身のブロンディの曲です。聞いてください。
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, up next is a song I discovered on YouTube. It's from the Philippines, and it's John John Beat, who's doing human beatboxing, which is making all the music from his mouth. And his partner is Park Shane, doing the beautiful voice.
does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt. And while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
I have, I don't know what, like maybe 300 different file cabinets.
300 file cabinets?
Yeah, at least.
That's a good number. That's a good number for you.
It's
not nearly enough for my work.
But. I was thinking that it was too many and that I would reduce.
I think you're right. I think it's a good idea.
Well, just because of maintenance. And, you know, some of these things are like from the 40s and we're back. This, if you're just joining us, this is the late night, all night AM radio truth report. I'm your host. We have with us this hour paralogician and author.
And published
and
author.
Also published author, Schaefer T. Dark Lord. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
That last caller brought up a good point, I thought.
Well, absolutely.
The encounters.
If these things can actually be proven to be memory implants, then it would stand to reason that a implantation method would exist in or in the vicinity of barns or barnyards.
I see we have another one blinking. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I love the show. I just want to say, Kiergo is real, like literally, truly real. It's just a fact. I mean, on my mom's farm, we used to yell at them knock them over. And
I'm getting a lot of calls like that tonight. I know out there we've got a lot of really smart listeners, a lot of very aware listeners, very resistant to things like official documentation, very resistant to brainwave interference. But this thing has got to be a hoax.
I've said for years, shadow government already has scaregoat-related disinfo hypnology.
Next song is called Yum Yum. Yum, 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 yum. Where's that pretty dish for me? Come, 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 come. I'm as happy as can be. Where's my plate? Where's my spoon? We'll be dining very soon. Where's my plate? Where's my spoon? We'll be dining soon. I like vitamins, nutritious. I like wheat germ honey too. I like pumpkin seeds and apples. They're all good for me and you. Yum, 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 yum. Where's that pretty dish for me? Yum, 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 yum. Where's that dish for me? I like ice cream, cake, and candy. I like sugar, spice, and cream. I like popcorns. I like pretzels. I like pies and jelly beans. Yum, 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 yum. Where's my plate? Where's my spoon? We'll be dining soon.
Non-stop music, 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 music.
Meow 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 radio show.
So, Bandersnatch, yes or no?
Yes, yes, and yes. It's got all the bases covered. The perfect game.
Well, that is a first. So your rating is?
My rating is 5 stars out of 5. Magnificent.
That was the game Bandersnatch being reviewed on TV back in 1984.
No, it's the sound of a sparrow hitting a milk bottle. Who's ever going to use that? Hang on, this is it, this is it, this is it, this is it. That's the goddess Shiva on the drums there. No, Shiva, that's a bit busy. It's a little bit busy. Get, lay off the cutlery, Shiva, will you?
No, I'll just take the tempo down. Oh, that's about the sprout speed, isn't it? That's a kind of... That's a De Burg speed, isn't it? Any faster than that, his eyebrows catch fire. I don't know. I think I quite favour the harp, actually. It's it kind of reeks of vanity. Oh, yes, that's it. Yes, that's right, yes. That matches my vision. Emergency situations. Beautiful ladies are lovely, but sometimes they don't take care. They're too busy with their makeup or combing their lovely hair to take basic safety precautions. But I will protect them, I will save the pretty ones with their smiles and their sparkling eyes. But let the ugly ones die. I have no place for them in my new world order. I won't waste my seed on hideous trolls.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. There's something else I'd like to try to do. I'm saving Moody Blue. Let me tender out later. I gotta do this first. This is a song that I just recorded, and it's an old song called Unchained Melody. I have to play the piano, so it'll take just a second. I don't know all the chords, so if you hear me, get my fingers caught and put in keys back here, you know what it is. Now, Shawnee,
yes,
you gotta make it your mind, son. You gotta hold the microphone, yes, put the scarf on, hold the pick, hold the ring, and show me the right keys. Got it? Okay. This song is, I just recorded it, and it, I don't know. Is it out?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks would be on. Unchained Melody. From an album called Unchained Melody. Makes a lot of sense. Okay.
I guess he'd rather be in Colorado. Rather spend his time out where the sky looks like a pearl after rain. Once again to see him walking, once again to hear him talking to the stars he makes and asking them for bus fare. I guess he'd rather be in Colorado. Rather play his banjo in the morning when the moon is scarcely gone. In the dawn, the subway's coming. In the dawn, I hear him humming some old song he wrote of love and Boulder Canyon. Guess he'd rather be in Colorado. Yes, he'd rather be in Colorado. Yes, he'd rather work out where the only thing you earn is what you spend. In the end, up in his office, in the end, a quiet cough is all he has to show. He lives in New York City.
That was John Denver singing about a salary man who lives in New York City and is always wishing he was back in Colorado. Not my story, I guess, because I'm from Colorado, but I live in Hokkaido, and I'm very happy to be in Hokkaido. And I am a salaryman who works in Sapporo. Okay, before that, we heard Elvis Presley doing some crazy mumblings and so on, live in concert. Probably a little too many pills, I think. I don't know. Okay, up next, we're going to hear King Creosote out of Scotland. He's singing a very beautiful song composed by the late, great Prince from Minneapolis and made famous by Sinead O'Connor out of Ireland.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and I sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I could do whatever I want. I could see whomever I choose. I could eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, nothing can take away these blues. Nothing compares, nothing compares to you. It's been so lonely without you. Like a bird without a song, nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby, where did I go wrong? Put my arms around every girl that I see. They only remind me of you. I went to the doctor and guess what he told me? He said, Casey, you try to have fun no matter what you do, and he's a fool, 'cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. All the flowers that you planted, mama, in the backyard all died when you went away. I know that living with you, baby, was sometimes hard. I'm willing to give it another try. Nothing compares, nothing compares to you. Nothing compares, nothing compares to you.
Okay, special shout outs to Jeremy and Erica listening in here on the radio show. They made contact recently and requested a song called Closing Time by an American rock band called Semisonic.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Places you will be from. Closing time. This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time. Beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Yeah, I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Thank you.
from some other beginning's end.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lovely program for you tonight. You know, anybody who knows anything about me at all knows one thing and one thing alone. Every summer, just for the fun of it, I take a part-time job. And last summer, it was working the drive-through window at Taco Bell out there in New Jersey. Guess what? We videotaped the whole thing. Here it is. Take a look.
One right
there. Hi, welcome to Taco Bell.
What do you want?
Hi, can I have a kid's meal with a soft taco?
Are you Mexican?
No, I'm not.
If you're Mexican, the meal's half off. What can I do for you, Kenny?
Tacos for free.
Okay, it'd be about 90 minutes where we have to special order that.
For Nacho Supreme.
Nacho Supreme is about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we actually didn't need a day's notice on that one. Hi, how are you?
Two light soft tacos and a diet soda.
What kind of soda do you want?
A diet soda? Diet Pepsi?
Diet what?
Pepsi?
No, we don't have Diet Pepsi.
All right, how about a Dr. Pepper?
A Diet Dr. Pepper?
Sure.
We don't have Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay, I'll just have any kind of soda.
Well, I have to know what kind you want, ma'am, so I can tell you we're out of it. Hi, welcome to Taco Bell. What do you want?
Is there a manager back there?
This is the manager. My name's Dave. I'm the manager. What can I do for you?
I'm just listening to you talk to the people, and you're being a little rude.
What'd you say?
You're being a little rude to some of these customers.
My parents are both rude, and I guess I get it from them.
Are you the manager of this store?
Ma'am, you're talking to Dave, manager of the Taco Bell. What would you like to eat today, ma'am?
I'd like 2-3 cheese meal.
Okay, wait a minute.
I'm not exactly a computer. Slow down. Let's try it again.
Take it from the beginning. What is it you would like for lunch?
3 cheese meal.
2-3 cheese meal.
Hey, welcome to Taco Bell. How are you?
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Well, it's been a wild and wacky 60 minutes of music from around the world, different genres, all kinds of wild stuff. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And now I want to leave the show on just a little bit of a somber note. My mother passed away. I lost her in January of this new year. And I'm definitely shook up and shocked and very sad. My mother was my best friend. And this is something I wrote for her goodbye ceremony that was read by my family in New Hampshire. Hello, I wish I could be there right now with you all at this moment. I will be there for Isle Royale. I want to thank Mom for being my mom, a loving, caring, devoted mother to three, perhaps challenging, boys. I appreciate her teaching me good manners and to be accepting of all peoples. Never forget the hard slap when I came home from first grade and repeated some racist word I didn't even understand. I understand now and appreciate you for teaching me what is right and wrong. I am friends with people of all colors and all faiths. Last month I was honored to DJ for a community center opening in my small town in Japan. They requested me to play happy music, so I dug through my collection of music and shared with the Japanese people what I considered happy music that can cross international borders. upon reflecting this week, I realized everything 100% I played was what Mom and Dad had on 8-track tapes in the RV. That is my happy music. Mom loved music and encouraged me to also invest time and be a fan. I did. She gifted me many tapes and records when I was little, and I treasure them all. I became a radio DJ in Colorado for 20 years. Now I host a weekly radio show in Japan. When I was little, Mom would read me books before bed. Not stories, but chapters of books series. I was hooked by the fantastical tales and became an avid reader. I loved reading, and she encouraged it by bringing me to many bookshops and libraries as much as I wanted. I loved it, and currently own the largest bookshop in Hokkaido, second largest in Japan. Mom always wrote me letters when she was away. For example, when I was working at the 4-H camps, she encouraged me to join a pen pal exchange group as a kid and write. I never stopped. I correspond with many people around the world still. Mom loved to visit thrift shops, flea markets, yard sales, and so do I. She taught me the value of finding bargains and the joy of collecting. I'm a collector. I treasure my comics, baseball cards, and banana stickers. I appreciate all the work Dad and Mom did for us kids, healthcare, supportive hobbies, supportive quality education, the tools to do good in life. I'm very grateful every day. Thank you. I would also like to say about my mother that she was a wonderful cook, wise, funny, strong, and a kind person to all. A total gem. Importantly to me personally, she was also my best friend. I spent my young life talking with her, talking about movies, books, travel, dogs, history, religion, everything really. I really enjoyed our time together as friends. I miss her very dearly. I regret not visiting recently, and I wish I had been better about this.